Good evening, guys. Thanks for joining me tonight for another dose of that show, Mental Note. Today is Tuesday, August 5th, 2008, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're listening to the best show on the internet for open discussion on entertainment news, current events, books, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Say that fast three times. What's up? What's been going on? Your girl has been out of commission here, it seems like, for a little over a week. Hope you had an opportunity to listen to the last show, which was the debut of the love goddess Isis. She will be returning tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard, to give you tips on love and relationships. And actually, guys, we're going to be hooking you up, so, you know, be sure to tune in for that. Remember, the calling number is 347-215-8667 if you want to chime in at any time and holler at your girl. Also, keep in mind that you should go to mentalnotetv.com. mentalnotetv.com is where it's at. For all of the hottest of the hot in entertainment, I mean, click on that icon when you get to the site and see who's hot. And then also be sure to go to our shows. Click on that, and hopefully you'll have a laugh or two, because that's funny stuff on that icon or in that particular part of the site. So be sure to go and check that out. Guys, as always, I do appreciate you joining your girl. It's me, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. And tonight I'm going to be talking about a few things. First of all, we're going to be talking about memory loss. I don't know about you, but sometimes, guys, I feel like I'm dim. I don't know, have Alzheimer's or something. I can't recall certain things. I think I have selective memory, but I hear that if you eat fatty fish like salmon and tuna and mackerel and that sort of thing, then it will help improve your memory. Who knew? And even, you know, like the fish oil tablets that you can get from the health food store helps with memory loss. So if you want to have a keen mind, stay up on your fatty fish. And then also, guys, want to let you know that here in the news that 11 people have been indicted over credit card theft. More on that story in just a few minutes. And then also, guys, want to talk about real estate. I know everybody's like in an uproar about the current real estate market. You know, is my house going to sell? Am I going to be able to buy now that the subprime loans have gone away? So you have to have your T's crossed and your I's dotted now in order to get a home loan. So we're going to be talking a little bit about real estate and what may be an option for you now in this real estate market, guys. If you're buying or selling, or if you have property that needs to be managed, I'm your girl here in the ATL. So if you guys are relocating or know someone who is, or if you live here locally, be sure to hit me up, because I'm going to be talking a lot about real estate, excuse me, in the next couple of shows, because I got some really cool stuff happening as far as the market is concerned. A way to put some money in some people's pockets, you know. It's a lot of people out suffering now. They can't afford their mortgage. They can't afford even rent. So for the people who aren't ready to buy, you know, or, you know, just can't afford it right now, then and need a place to stay, you know, I can help put a roof over your head. So I just want to put that out there, guys. Be sure to, I am a licensed realtor, have some properties that I manage, as well as, you know, at your beck and call if you need to buy or sell. So be sure to hit me up either here on Blog Talk, or you can always go to my MySpace page, myspace.com/purposevision, and send me a message there. Corporate email is visionsinprogressinc@yahoo. So you can always hit me there. Again, that's visions, V-I-S-I-O-N-S-I-N, P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S, visionsinprogressinc@yahoo.com. If you're ever in need of some real estate advice, or, you know, you're needing some sort of consultation, and management of your property, be sure to holler at your girl, okay? As I was saying, 11 people indicted over credit card theft. Guys, I don't know if you're aware, but if you're not up under a rock somewhere, then you know all about identity theft and it being the fastest growing crime right now, period, is identity theft. And here, there was a story in New York. The Department of Justice announced Tuesday, which was, of course, today, that it had charged 11 people in connection with the hacking of 9 major U.S. retailers and the theft and sale of more than 40 million credit and debit card numbers. So, 11 people. So, there was a ring of people who tapped into major retailers, and 40 million credit and debit card numbers were stolen. And as a matter of fact, one of the retailers that come to mind that I heard about was DSW Shoe Warehouse. There was a big thing in the news several months ago here in Atlanta about DSW, which women, we know all about DSW Shoe Warehouse, right? So we know all about it. But at any rate, yeah, credit card numbers were stolen. So be careful, you know. At this point, you know, it's not a whole lot you can do except try and put some sort of fraud protection on your bank accounts, on your credit cards, so that if this happens, at least you'll be protected, you know. Because other than that, I mean, you have to use your credit card, right? You have to use, you know, go to the ATMs and what have you, because now even I heard that they're putting some sort of gadget on the ATM machine that when you go to the ATM, they can actually get your card number, and they have a camera there, so when you enter your PIN, they get your PIN number, and they just make another card and use your PIN, and voila, there you. So be careful, guys, you know. The world we live in, sad but true, people are always wanting something for nothing, which is just a trip to me. It's like, how can you expect to gain from taking from someone else? You know, that is only a temporary gain, in my opinion. That's what I believe, is that when you intentionally take something from someone else, and you have that is your intention, you know, is to take something from someone else, then you will pay for that. You know, it's only going to be temporary. Guys, we have a caller on the line. Let's see who we have calling in to Mental Note. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is Improv.
This is Improv. What's up, Improv?
Yeah. Oh, shoot, nothing. I'm just chilling out here in Shreveport.
Shreveport? Yeah, how are things going out there?
Everything is going good. I just moved into my apartment yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations. So what about the show? Didn't you just recently do a show out there? How'd it go?
Yeah, I done the Funny Bone over at the Boardwalk in Bossier City. So it was good, man. I done a show last Thursday. I did a monologue from the movie The Shawshank Redemption. Right now I'm working on the monologue from Training Day.
Oh, wow.
Denzel had. Yeah.
Really? So
it's going good.
Huh?
I said, so it's going good. It's going great.
That's excellent. That's good to hear. You know, we like to hear that here on Mental Note. I mean, you're our homeboy, so we want everything to go well for you. Let me know who you have for us tonight. Can you give us a little something?
Yeah, I can give you guys somebody. I'm going to give you...
You know you can't call in without us asking, because it's like,
yeah,
we want to laugh. Every time I hear your voice on the phone, I want to laugh. So
okay.
Like, give you something.
Let's see. I'm going to give you Don D.C. Curry. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, yeah, I like Don D.C. Curry.
Okay. Yeah, I thought about, like, what if he had been one of the people at the Last Supper? I think they would have said, Don D.C. Curry, do you have anything for the Last Supper? Yep, brought some chicken. Didn't have no grease. But I still brought the chicken. Thought about bringing some Kool-Aid. Didn't have no sugar. But I still brought the Kool-Aid. What's up, Lou? Yo. a little something like that.
Sugar, no Kool-Aid? Kool-Aid, no sugar.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Man.
Hey, so what do you think? Who are you voting for? Who are you voting for?
Man.
Are you ready to vote?
Yeah, I'm ready to vote. I thought about Hillary because her last name is Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I thought about, but maybe it's going to be Barack.
But Hillary's not in the race anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I thought about Hillary back when
she was
running anything. But, yeah, so, you know, it's going to be Barack now.
Right. Well, that's excellent. That's good to hear because we're in support of Barack Obama here on Mental Note. But, you know, even if you choose the other side, you can still call in, although we don't agree. We wouldn't
don't
agree
you know,
with you, but
Barack sounds like The Rock.
He sounds like The Rock?
Yeah, from the wrestling. He sounds like The Rock.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Why do you think that? I don't even know how The Rock sounds.
The Rock. I was listening to him. I was like, man, he sounds just like The Rock.
I thought it was real funny. Did you hear the comment that he made in reference to John McCain? He said that John McCain's whole campaign so far has just been about him. That, you know, every time John McCain gets on the podium to speak, it's always about Barack Obama. It's never about what he's going to do for, you know, us, the people, what he's going to do if he becomes president. It's always about his counterpart, Barack. So I thought that was interesting. But it's good to hear from you tonight. Also, make sure you call in tomorrow night when I have the goddess Isis, the love goddess Isis, because you're single, right?
Yeah, I'm single.
Okay, and prom now, your girl can hook you up. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night, okay?
Okay. If anybody want to get in touch with me, go to myspace.com/y'allbeyall. That's YALLBEYALL. Or go to YouTube and type in improv, MPROV.
That's what's up, improv.
And
thanks
y'all
for calling.
Check out Purpose Vision. Everybody that's listening right now, check out Purpose Vision. She is doing her thing in Atlanta right now. She's doing what you have, like the shows, the interviews. Man, y'all check it out. She's doing her thing, Purpose Vision, Mental Note. Go check it out now.
That's what's up, improv. You have a good night, okay? And please continue to tune in.
Okay.
I'm going to holler at you. All right.
Bye.
All right, guys. That was Improv, the celebrity impersonator, calling in to Mental Note tonight. Be sure to go and check him out. He gave you his contact information, so make sure you go and check him out. Funny guy. Also, be sure to keep it locked right where you have it because I'll be back with more Mental Note right here, Blog Talk Radio.
logo, Young B and the ROC. Uh-oh, OG, big homie, the one and only. Sick bony, but the pockets are fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I say phonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sling, yo. I sling, yo, if anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a green correct. Crazy, bring your whole set. Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure them out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best for a chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been realer, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over the platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Guys, thanks for sticking around. You're listening to that show Mental Note right here on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to check out mentalnotetv.com, the internet's hottest media outlet. So be sure to go there and check that out, and hopefully you'll be entertained. Also, if you're local here in Atlanta and you have been listening to Mental Note here on the internet, get ready. You are about to be able to click the remote. And I'll be there on your television station, Channel 24, I think it's Channel 24, right, which is the local public access station here in the ATL. So coming to a TV near you this fall. Guys, you know what? I'm just invading your space, all right? I'm invading your internet, I mean your laptop, your PC. I'm going to invade your TV. Holla at your girl. The call-in number is 347-215-8667. Before I went to break and before, of course, we had our caller, I was telling you about real estate and what's coming up new as far as real estate is concerned and how the market is and that sort of thing. Guys, I know that if you own property and you are trying to sell it, you're having a difficult time, especially if you're here in Atlanta. I don't know. If you're looking for property, then you're probably in a better situation because the market is currently flooded with properties and you can pretty much get the price that you want and that sort of thing, the property that you want. It may be a lot of looking that has to go on, but once you put the work in, I guess, to find the property, you should come out pretty good right now if you're a buyer. But for those of you who have properties who may be sitting empty and you steadily are having to come up with the mortgage payment for that, and maybe you can't sell it or, you know, you can't get it rented. I don't know. Maybe you're interested in doing renting your property. I handle all facets of investment properties. So if there is, if the need is there, be sure to hit me up at visionsinprogressinc@yahoo.com, and I can definitely go into more detail as to how I can assist you in, making your property at least profitable for you. You don't want your property sitting there empty and you're having to pay the mortgage each month. So be sure to holler at me. And even if you're trying to relocate here to Atlanta, I know every area, every part of the city, I know it. So, you know, if you're interested in moving to Atlanta and you need a realtor, holler at me. Licensed realtor right here for you, okay? So not only, I wear many hats, guys, wear many hats. So not only am I here to entertain you on the internet and soon on TV, I'm here to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Yeah, holler at me. All right, guys, call in number 347-215-8667. Also, want to let you know that... I'm sorry. Let's do this. I see I have a couple of people on the chat. Sean Dunn on the air. Hello, and thanks for joining me. And I see you have here, what's the discussion? I was actually responding to Too Pretty for Ugly. I'm not sure what that was about, and that's why I put what. So you didn't miss anything. I don't know. I don't know what that was about. They were kicked out of their house. Maybe it had something to do with real estate, and they want you to check out this website that they've put on the chat. I'm not sure. But this is an open discussion here at Mental Note TV. I'm going to my website. This is an open discussion here on Mental Note. So, you know, basically whatever's on your mind, it's just open discussion about current events and entertainment news and that sort of thing. So, oh, hi. Just wanted to pick me up with hello and tell you thank you so very much for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it. All right, guys. Any newsworthy gossip in the entertainment world? Let's see. Now, this is what I heard. And I don't know if it's true. A couple of things. First thing is about Roxy from BET, from 106 and Park BET. Somebody said that Roxy went over to Turks and Caicos, which is the island that the Mystic Man, M-I-S-S-I-C-K, which is Lisa Ray's husband, the president of Turks and Caicos or whatever it is. He's like the prime minister or president or something of the island. But supposedly, he had an affair with Roxy from BET's 106 and Park and said Roxy went over there, over to Turks and Caicos, and Lisa Ray was in New York. And while she was over there, she threw a party or something and invited all her friends, like the house was hers, the estate was hers or something. And it's just a big mess, and I don't know. But I find it funny that this guy would be cheating on Lisa Ray and no one even knew who he was until he married her. I mean, you sure he was rich and he had the island and all of that? Nobody even knew who he was, so now he wants to go around and I don't know. He was a celebrity. That's just what I heard. Okay, guys, I'm not one to gossip. That's just what I heard. And then, too, listen at this. And I don't know, you know, how true this stuff is. I just kind of hear it in passing. Roxy, supposedly, her and Terrence J, both of the people from BET's 106 and Park, were in New Orleans, and I guess they were there for the jazz festival or something, some sort of event. And supposedly they got so drunk that they had to hold each other up while they walked back to their hotel room. And the whole thing was, aren't they supposed to be role models? I mean, it's a teen show that they're hosting, and you know, so I don't know. You know, you hear this, you hear that. Who knows? People do some crazy things. Be sure, guys, to join me tomorrow night for another dose of Mental Note. As I said before, the love goddess Isis, will be here joining me, and she will have tips for you on how to find the love of your life, or if you're just trying to date, you know, you're not even trying to get all committed up and all of that. Yeah, just make that up, committed up. If you're not trying to do that, then she still can assist you. You know, you just want to hang out with somebody, have some fun with somebody, what have you. She will let you know how you can get it done. And then, too, we're going to be sending a lucky man and a lucky lady out on a date. So, make sure that you tune in. If you're looking for love, or you know what I mean, if you're trying to find, and you know, I'm not just going to have Joe Splo and I'm from Alabama, guys. Joe Splo mean like an old bummy guy. So I'm not going to have Joe Splo and, I don't know, Chicondra Boo. I'm just trying to find a real messed up name. But anyway, you know what I mean. I'm not just going to have any old people on the show. You must write an essay, 150 words or less essay, in order to be chosen to even get matched up. You know what I mean? So you got to be able to read and write and, you know, have a little something going on for yourself. You have to tell us why we should choose you. Don't want to waste our time with people who aren't serious about, you know, connecting with somebody, because nowadays, more than ever, it becomes harder and harder just to find somebody who is just a real person, you know what I mean? Just real, that's not trying to play games, that just wants to spend time with you and you spend time with them, and it's about you and that person. It's not about stuff, and it's not about, you know, a lot of outside influences. So looking for people who are interested in that grown-up kind of dating, you know what I mean? So if that's you, be sure to tune in, and we'll hook you up. Also, for the contest rules, go to mentalnotetv.com, click on contest, and there you can read the rules of the contest. So you'll be equipped when you tune in tomorrow, and you'll know what you need to do in order to meet somebody. Who knows? Could be the love of your life. That would be my hope, you know. That would be my hope, is that mentalnotetv.com can hook you up with the love of your life. Why not? Right? Shoot for the stars. Shoot for the stars. Guys, any good vacation tips? Has anybody been on any cool vacations this summer? Summer's almost over. Kids go back to school, I think, next week here in Atlanta and Fulton County. And so vacation time is just about over. But be sure to, if you like Miami and you're looking for a budget trip and you just want to go down there and hang out for like a week or so, right now some really good deals in Miami, because summertime is really not like season for Miami. It's normally wintertime. All the models fly down there in winter, December to February, that sort of thing. So it's like crazy during the wintertime because it's so cold up north that everybody wants to go south. But right now in the summertime, there are some ridiculous deals down there. Just got an email from a contact of mine down in Miami, and you could stay for a week for like $600, and I'm talking about a condo, you know, on the beach, nice, yeah, $650 I think it was. So, you know, if you're interested in that, check out MimoBeach.com and MIMOBeach.com. 1 minute remaining in the show, guys. So I'm going to get ready to close it out here. But again, I do appreciate you joining me. Remember to check me out, myspace.com/purposevision. Also, mentalnotetv.com. And, of course, here at Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to leave comments when you listen to the show. Let me know what you thought. I do appreciate it. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Until 10 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time. Live and let live, and love a lot. Okay? Love a lot. Peace, y'all.
Ain't nothing gonna stop me when I get there this time.
This is from Kata Taylor,
I'm gonna walk right in.
Check out the archive.
Ain't gonna wait in line. Ain't nothing gonna stop me when I get there this time. Don't you bar the door. Don't you call no police. Just let me in. Let's try and keep the peace.